Do you feel now more than ever that you need to make a shift in your wellness? Listen to this podcast, Inner Wellness, with Dr. Naz Parsyan. Let's make the shift happen.
Have you been involved with eating disorder, or do you have anyone in your family, friends, or your loved ones who was or is involved with eating disorder? Eating disorder is a kind of complicated problem that mostly is involved with the broader aspects of holistic health and wellness. More specifically, can be involved with emotional health and sometimes emotional traumas. Today, for the first time, I have invited a guest to my podcast, Moira Gorski from United States. She is a retired registered nurse. She is a successful businesswoman, and she worked throughout her life for years on eating disorder. So she healed herself and also her children. Today, we're going actually to discuss a little bit more about eating disorder and how it can be related to other aspects of health and emotions. So if you are interested to know more about it, then be with me and let's dive into it. Hello everyone, podcast episode 14, and I have a very exciting news because for the first time in my podcast Inner Wellness, I have invited an amazing guest, and I'm very pleased that I start inviting my guests with Moira Gorski. She's amazing businesswoman, and very exciting that she's a registered nurse, the same as myself. So welcome, Moira, to the podcast.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm thrilled.
Thank you. Thank you for accepting my invite. And I'm so excited about your bio. Let's just go through this bio. Oh my God, that is so amazing. Moira Gorski is a retired registered nurse, podcaster, wellness expert, and business mentor. As a practical nutrition advocate, she has been helping people reclaim their health through education and top-rated wellness products for 20 years. During that time, she built a wellness business that generates over $1.5 million per year. And among the products she represents, many are used by Olympic athletes on Jack Kuzner missions, the White House. Moira continues sharing a message of hope and health today through her podcast, Juggling the Chaos of Recovery. Both mother and daughter have fought an eating disorders, and while daughter is still on her recovery journey, mom is standing on the other side with victory. Her message is, you can overcome and challenges life throws your way with a smile and a little juggling. When she's not speaking, podcasting, writing, or coaching, she loves practicing yoga, volunteering at local animal shelters, baking and cooking, and recently started ballroom dancing. She resides in the Chicagoland area with her husband, two dogs, and two of her four children. Amazing, Moira. Welcome, welcome, welcome again.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be here. I'm so glad to have connected up with you.
I'm so excited too, especially, you know, when I found, I don't know, a registered nurse who turned to business so many years ago. She's very successful. And yeah, and from other side of the world, how exciting and amazing is, you know, that we can connect and we can share, you know, our stories with people across the globe. So yeah, let's just start. Tell us a little bit about yourself. What brought you to here, you know, in your journey at this point of your journey? I'm so excited to hear about it.
Yeah. Well, I'm always thrilled as well to meet a nurse who, you know, a fellow nurse who also has found their way. Sometimes I call it the other side, you know, just to found their way to wellness, because I love what I've learned along the journey. I'll start. You know, I went to school, was really interested in science, and then ended up, you know, majoring in nursing, have a bachelor's in nursing, and started working in nursing, in rehab nursing, more like with at a top-notch rehab institute in Chicago with, you know, paraplegics, quadriplegics, strokes, and things like that, and loved that. Worked in nursing for a little while and then found my way into medical sales. So I worked in the hospitals, but with a couple of different companies, the last one being, you know, they manufacture hospital beds and furniture, and also had a specialty bed division where there might be a trauma patient, a burn victim, you know, someone that needs a special bed with, you know, air or circulation, those type of things. So I finished up my career, if you will, in medical sales, but loved the fact that I could, you know, be in the hospital still and around people. But I think at that point, as I look back, I got a taste of what it was like to have kind of my own business. I had my own territory and I liked having my own schedule and things like that. And that plays into what's happened, you know, later on in my life. But I met my husband during that time, a friend of a gal that I actually hired to work with me, was my husband. Well, not at that point, of course, but a friend of his, I met him. And so we married and started to have kids, moved out of Chicago to the suburbs where we are now, started to have children. And I chose to stay home and was blessed with that I could stay home and raise our children, went on to have four children. And yet that the oldest son, when he was pretty young, you know, 4 or 5 years old, just had some kind of nagging health issues. You know, he would have allergies quite often throughout the year. He would sometimes have breathing issues. He just had a hard time being like a vibrant, healthy kid. And, you know, as I was a concerned mom, the doctors would tell me, well, just give him this medicine or give him, you know, Claritin like every day. And I'm like, it doesn't make sense. He's not sick every day, but that's kind of what the solution was. And I do believe that there are no coincidences. And I met some people in my area at my health club. You know, even his soccer coach made some suggestions to me about natural things that might help him and might help us, because even the soccer coach said he looks like me when I was a kid, and this is what's helped me get rid of allergies or help me feel better. So I started down that road to visit different natural doctors, practitioners. I started to use some natural supplements. I changed all the cleaning products in my house and just changed our diet and just really started to learn, you know, learn that what we put around ourselves and what we use to clean our homes and those type of things has an impact on our health. And as I made those changes, my son's health started to improve.
You made your own rules. Yes.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right. And, but nobody had, you know, again, nobody had told us that. Nobody had, you know, I didn't learn that in nursing school so much. So,
yeah.
But not only my son felt better, but we all started to feel better in our house and just, you know, as we made more natural choices. So, you know, as time went on, the products that I was using, it had an opportunity to you know, sell those products, to be a distributor for that company. And I wasn't really interested in that in the beginning, because again, I was just trying to learn about how I could help our family and my son be healthy. But as I learned more and more, and I saw more and more about how much better we felt, and I heard other stories, I'm like, well, maybe I should try to maybe just offer what I have learned to other people, and in the off chance it might help them. Because I know I was so thankful that I was finding some solutions. And like you said, I was making my own rules in our house so that we could have a healthier life and we were feeling better. So I'm like, I think I'll help some people. So I started to represent that company, and again, just started to educate people on what I was learning, and offer them the choice of these products from this company that maybe could help them be healthier.
And, yeah, excellent. So what particularly you educated about, you know, because I can, you know, from our conversation before, I see that, you know, your main focus was on eating disorders, and how, you know, your education was involved with eating disorders, and how the products you represented, you know, they were related to that particular.
Yeah, well, and I can't say, I mean, I really talk about overall wellness and kind of like lifestyle. But as I also say, you know, with lifestyle, with using the products and changing things in your house. But, you know, I became an expert by experience in the eating disorder world, because I had my own, when I was in college in nursing school, I did struggle with an eating disorder myself. Mm-hmm. And then about 6-7 years ago, our daughter started struggling with that as well. So my education has in eating disorders has been real life. Mm-hmm. And myself, as well as, again, trying to help my daughter, and just reading books on that, being in counseling sessions, being in treatment centers and things like that. So I, as much as I, again, I, my business isn't solely focused on the eating disorder population. It's really focused on, again, just helping people, really over many different types of people. If it's women that need more energy, or a child, again, that's trying to stay healthy, or someone who wants to have a more natural, clean, non-toxic home, or have beautiful skin and things like that. So I really do overall wellness with the products that I represent. But I do, again, have expertise, if you will, because I've lived it myself. And my daughter has, you know, is continuing on her journey of recovery. And it's gone on quite some time. And what I've certainly learned through that journey myself and my daughter, and even with my podcast that I started this year as well, it's not about the food with eating disorders. As much as we think it is, it probably is, like, you should eat, or you shouldn't eat that much, or you shouldn't throw your food up, or things like that. It's really not at all about the food.
Yes, that is actually my next question, that, you know, I'm going actually to back to ask a question about your products later on. But my question now is, considering, you know, your lived experience with, you know, eating disorders, and also, you know, I don't know, you helping your daughter as well, and also your really, you know, long and extensive experience as a registered nurse, and all, you know, the other experiences you had from, I don't know, natural, and you are a nutrition advocate. So considering all those knowledge and experience, how do you define eating disorder? What is it?
What is it? Well, sometimes it's easier to understand if you say, like, disordered eating. Mm-hmm. You know, the eating is disordered, because it could be that you're not eating enough, or you're eating too much, or you're throwing your food up, or, you know, those things like that. But it's a mental health disorder. Yeah. So again, like I said, it's not really about the food, but it's really a way that someone chooses to deal with their pain, their hurt, their lack of feeling like they're in control. Mm-hmm. And they choose to use food, you know, to, again, it was hard
emotional
for me.
Emotional eating, yes?
Yeah, emotional eating, yeah. Or to numb out the pain. You know, some people say, well, I just, you know, eat too much, or I don't eat, because it numbs that pain out. Mm-hmm. Similar to other addictions. That's what I've learned, you know, if it might be alcohol or drugs. I mean, it's just something that you're choosing to take care of, you know, your anxiety or your fear, yeah, or your, yeah, you know, again, what you're emotionally going through.
Yeah.
You're just choosing to use food to, you know, again, handle that, if you will.
Yep. Yep. I'm totally with you, because this is my area. Emotions are actually so important, and they can be the root cause for so many illnesses and conditions. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. That's
so
right.
Mm-hmm. So how did you know, tell us a little bit about your own, you know, journey. How did it start, and what was the most challenging time you experienced in that journey, you know, battling with eating disorder?
Yeah, you know, it started when I went to, when I went away to school. You know, I had a great childhood. You know, I have three siblings and wonderful parents, but, and I lived a pretty conservative life, but we kind of did what our parents said, and we all kind of did the same thing, if you will. And when I went away to college, I just had a hard time finding my voice, like, and feeling like secure that, mm-hmm, the decisions I was making were the right ones, you know, being away from mom and dad and having that, even though my sister was at school, one of my sisters was at the same school that I was at. I just really started to just be insecure about some of those decisions, and, you know, just not feeling, again, great about my grades. And, you know, and I had a boyfriend, and he was encouraging us to do things that I didn't necessarily want to do, or, you know, or again, couldn't really find my voice, and my friends wanted to drink and party, and, you know, so it's just all of those type of things that were starting. And I didn't, you know, it just happened to be that I just started to control what I was eating. And again, it wasn't something that I really consciously did. I think, like you said, with emotions, it's just something that I remember when I was stressed, like my stomach hurt and I didn't feel like eating. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't eat so much. And so, mm-hmm, I started to lose some weight. And I remember my freshman year, I got mono, you know, I got real sick. And so I did want to eat. And so it just kind of started like that. But the struggles really were, again, the stress, the insecurity, the self-concept. I just wasn't feeling real good about myself. And as much as I had a good relationship with my parents, I didn't really feel, I guess, close enough to my mom to just be able to open up and share. And, mm-hmm, I struggled with that. And so it was a challenging time. It was a challenging time because when I started in college, I thought I would go, you know, major in chemistry. And then I thought I might be a writer. And then I thought I liked music. And so I really was struggling with a lot of decisions to make. And again, it just is one of those things that it just kind of happened that I chose to, that was kind of the way that I could, again, I guess, feel better or not feel so bad, was control what I was eating. And, you know, thankfully, as I had some good friends in college, they saw that I was struggling. They saw that my weight was going down, and they said, you know, you should go talk to someone. And we had a great counseling, you know, center at our school, and you could go for free. And I resisted that for a while, but I did, mm-hmm, start to go talk to someone, and, you know, it really helped out. You know, it really helped me as I started to go and speak with someone you know, it was a Christian school that I went to. So, you know, I had some resources there too, to strengthen my faith. And, you know, I got through it. I never, you know, as my daughter has gone, she's been in different treatment centers. I never went any place for treatment, but I did speak with therapists, counselors. in college as well as a little bit afterwards. And I think really what happened is I started to feel better about myself, and you know, I had graduated and I found a job and I started to, you know, I just felt better about me and the decisions I was making in my life. You know, I just slowly got more confident and I just didn't struggle as much with that, you know, with that, you're using food or the lack of food to kind of deal with my emotions.
Mm. So did you approach to see, I don't know, the medical doctor or, you know, I don't know, something in conventional medicine? Did you approach at the time that you were challenging with eating disorder?
I didn't. I mean, I didn't really. I think I probably, it's hard to, you know, I'm 57, so it's hard to remember all of those details. But I'm sure I did go, you know, to see a physician or, you know, even back home to get a physical and things like that. But what I do remember is, again, seeking more of that, you know, the counselor and things like that, a psychiatrist and or psychologist. Those are who I sought out. And that's really who helped me the most, was to be able to talk with someone there. I, you know, I even remember looking up in the phone book, like, because it, I mean, this was a long time ago and it wasn't really that prevalent. And I remember there was like an eating disorder hotline and anorexia, you know, neurosa hotline. And I think I remember calling that a couple of times or, but again, by the grace of God, I believe that, you know, I had some good friends and I had some good people to speak with. And so I was able to, you know, come out of that. Although I must say in my journey of life, you know, it doesn't, and even I find with my daughter, it doesn't just end. You know, there were other stressful times in my life where I would, you know, I had stress and I was worried about my body image and things like that. Or even with some of the things with my wellness business and helping people with their weight loss or things like that. It's been an education, and sometimes it's like when I've encouraged people to weigh themselves, I'm like, I don't want to weigh myself. I mean, there's things along my life that every once in a while it would come in like, oh, I need to, like, what is this emotion that's coming up? I need to feel that. It kind of took me back to those college years. And so I've just learned different tools along the way to help me, again, really feel good about myself. And honestly, when our daughter started to struggle and it seemed like my past was repeating itself in front of my face.
Oh yeah, the story is repeating. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's by far has been the most challenging, you know, time is the last 5-6 years is having one of our children struggle, you know, with a life-threatening mental disorder.
But now you have a lot of knowledge and experience, and you can share with her. And yes, so
I can share with her. Yeah, and yet I've learned that it's her journey too. You know, it's like I'd love to just take care of it for her and hope that, you know, and just that it's all over. But you know, I can share my expertise, I can share my experience, and I can share my love and just be accepting of her and tell her it's going to be okay.
Yeah.
And yet
everyone has a unique journey. I agree. Mm-hmm. Everyone has their own unique journey that they need just to move on through their own journey. Yeah. So I can see that you are a nutrition. Yeah. I'm actually a holistic nurse as well. So I significantly believe that the whole, you know, aspects of human are all integrated as one. So, and certainly emotion is something in the center. Yeah. But nutrition is also very important because that's part of the whole person and the whole picture. So, and I see that you are a nutrition advocate. So what was the aha moment for you just to be a nutrition advocate, and how have you started that part?
Yeah, I really believe that it started when I was able to see, in my son the changes that happened in his health when we didn't use conventional medicine. I mean, you and I were both trained in medicine and the nursing, and you know, there is certainly a place for that. But when I was able to see that, again, if we change, if we give our body what it needs with the food that we eat, the water that we drink, wash our clothes with, what put on our skin, when we do that naturally, like our body responds well. Yes. And I saw that with our son, that his symptoms, if you will, I mean, they went away, and his health trended upwards. And I saw it in myself. You know, I had some candida issues, and I had some, you know, womanly issues, if you will, that the doctors were concerned about. And they encouraged me to change my diet and to get rid of the diet pop and add more, you know, and add probiotics and different things. And, mm-hmm. and I just thought that's the way I felt. You know, I learned that I had some brain fog, and I just thought I was a tired mom with mm-hmm. four kids. I'm like, I'm tired pretty much all the time. But then as I started to make those changes myself, it's like the fog lifted, and I yeah. felt like, oh my, I mean, and so when it happens to yourself, yeah. you're like, wow, there oh, is no. a different way.
Yeah.
A different way that you can feel better every day. If you Absolutely. I like what you said, you make your own rules, you yeah. know, you create your own rules for yeah. wellness. Mm-hmm. I mean, it happened to me and I was like, there's something to this. And it really, I think I'm a lifelong learner. So I was like, okay, I'm going to learn more about this. And so I just kept learning, and I took a certification about practical nutrition so you could really, I could learn more. And I just continue to learn with my own experience and helping other people as I see their life change, their health change. It just continues to inspire me to just, again, educate, because I didn't know half of what I know now, you know, some 20 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, I can totally resonate, you know. It actually takes a lot of courage to break the rules.
That's true.
And also it's very much involved with our personal experiences as well as professional experiences, because I have actually myself involved with a lot of, yes, as you say, you know, I actually healed a lot of, I don't know, like IBS, my migraine, a lot of signs and symptoms of emotional root causes. And if I continue just going, you know, to see my doctors, you know, yes, they did a great job, but if I continued that way, I was still, you know, on medication, just, you know, I don't know, strong painkillers for my headache, but I'm not using. I'm just mm-hmm. off medication and painkillers now for some years. So, yes, I just remembered the book that the interesting book I read, The Body Keeps the Score.
Keeps the Score. Yes, yeah, I've heard of that. Yeah, I haven't read it, but.
That's the body actually. The body is not, you know, separate from mind, from heart, from soul. It's all one. And this integration is the key. The body is talking to us. The body is just, you know, passing messages to us, but we mostly ignore it. This is our choice to ignore our body. So let's just start to listen to your body. That's a key. And I think that's actually something that you found in your aha moment, you know, when you struggled with your, you know, with the condition in your son, and you got it, and you just became, you know, a person, a health professional with an integrative perspective that can, I don't know, include nutrition, emotional health, mental health, and all those sorts of stuff as a whole person. That's so amazing,
right. So the whole package, you know.
Absolutely, yeah. The whole package. And
I believe as soon as we separate this whole package, we get in trouble. We just, you know, we see the signs and symptoms and the body is just starting to tell us da, you know? Yeah, that's so important point. So you talked about the products. What are those products that you know, can you just, you know, very briefly just say, you know, where are they coming from or?
Yeah, I'll share briefly because unfortunately they're not available in Australia unless I send them to you. But it's a company called Shackley. I represent them. It's a health and wellness company in the direct selling market that's been around for about 65 years. Ooh. And actually, the products are, you know, vitamins and supplements. Safe cleaning products, as I mentioned, you know, safe skincare, personal care items, protein, you know, weight loss and things like that. But it was what I loved about the company as I started to learn about the company that was behind the products that we were using, that actually a chiropractor, Dr. Shackley, started the company. Mm-hmm. And he developed the first multivitamin and he developed the first green cleaning product. And he really wanted to, he had such a passion for helping people, you know, with their health, with chiropractic, but he wanted to create something that could help them be better that day and also the next day. And as he started to develop more products, again, that they could take on the inside, I learned, as I learned about the company, he was all about science and nature and blending the two and making sure that—
So it was all evidence-based, yes?
All evidence-based and the most natural, no synthetics, no. And, you know, that really resonated with me again, as I started to use, I was like, I want to use something as natural as can be. And so it's one of the most natural, you know, and it's a very popular brand in the United States. And we are worldwide, but not in all of the countries. Again, there's over 350 products from, again, the vitamins, the minerals, the supplements, the protein, really a lot of things that we use every day, the tea and cleaners and things like that. But, you know, what I do is, again, just work with someone and we talk about those symptoms. Like you said, you know, you have a symptom, like you have a headache. I just spoke with a client yesterday who was talking about, you know, her headaches, and we were putting together an order for her. And she said, well, I can't forget magnesium because that magnesium has really helped me with my migraine. So,
yes, absolutely.
You know, so there are, again, those type of products, probiotics, lots of different products. But again, things to help to support that natural lifestyle as opposed to you know, taking a medication or whatnot.
Yeah, that big pharma, so, yeah. Yeah, so, yeah, I would love actually to... If you send me the link, we can actually put this link, you know, in the podcast,
sure.
You know,
in the show notes.
So if people, because people might, I don't know. Oh, is it available online? Is it available?
It's all online. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I mean, there are ways to get, I mean, I have shipped to other countries that we're not in. There are ways to do that. So, you know, I won't say that you can't, you know, they're not available, but, you know, they are a US based company. And then we are in, you know, China and Japan and Canada and things like that.
But yeah.
Again, so a natural.
Definitely put the link, you know, in the show notes. Yeah.
Yeah. Because of course the podcast will be reaching worldwide, right?
Yes. Absolutely. Right. Yes. Yeah. Oh, this is so amazing. And what about, is there anything else that you want to share before, you know, I go to the final, part of the podcast? Is there anything else that you want to share about, you know, eating disorder apart from that emotional side and that nutrition?
Yeah, I mean, I think what I, because I was thinking about it as you talked about kind of the whole package, and really what I've learned, and especially during the challenging time of the last 6 years, and kind of the way why I kind of my tagline is I help people reclaim their health and life today, is that I found that the stress of what was going on in our family had a, it was really impacting my health, my mental health, my physical health. I was having hormonal issues. I was having anxiety and not being able to sleep. And I learned that my adrenals were very, very impacted. And so I've learned, again, by reaching out to other nutritionists and other people, like I learned about adrenal fatigue. I learned what I needed to do to really take care of myself. And not only with products, you know, and what I chose to eat and things like that, but really my self-care piece of mindfulness, you know, meditation, yoga, you know, being with friends, exercise and things like that. And I, and I've been able to come to a place where I just, you know, my, I feel so much better. Now the stresses aren't all gone, but I've learned what's really, really important and really a non-negotiable. And I think in anybody's life, as well as those with eating disorders, and I've seen it with my daughter, I do quite a bit of interviewing on my podcast with people that have had their own eating disorder and have recovered. And so many of them say, you know, I had to learn the things that I could put in my tool belt of life to really help me through the days. And it's not just the eating or the not eating, but it really is that that mindfulness piece and finding time to meditate and breathe and do things that are filling your mind, you know, with good thoughts.
Even mindful eating.
Very mindful, mindful eating. Intuitive eating. Just again, not, it's not just, you know, it's just not the eating. It's just not the supplements, but it's, there's so many other things that really, relate to wellness that I really like to share with other people. And it, I think that's why we are so connected too, is that you're about that emotions. And like, we got to figure out again, when emotions come up, what's that all about? And how am I going to handle that? You know, we could drink a glass of wine or a piece of chocolate cake, but that's not the, you know, the solution I found is getting up in the morning and having my morning routine of reading and journaling and meditation and prayer. And again, with eating disorders, any addictions, I mean, again, you just, I just, you know, I, we need to find a way to, again, just deal with those stressors of life. And that's what I've found is a big part of my wellness too, that I really talk with others about, is that, again, just that, the mindfulness practice is just so, so important. And especially now with this crazy time that we're, things are things that we have wanted to do just isn't as possible.
Is so it in our control?
Take care of ourselves.
Oh, tell us about
it. It isn't in our control. And then I say, so what can you control? We can control taking time to sit and say what we're grateful for.
Yeah,
and
just remember that the concept of you possibly, you know about the concept of locus of control that we just talked about, internal control, locus of control, and that's what we can do, especially in this situation. So you mentioned,
and I think and I think just one thing, you know, with eating disorders or any struggles, I mean, I just say that also, if you need help, like, do not be afraid to ask somebody for help, because there are so many times, so many people are struggling, and they, and I've learned that, you know what, help can be calling a professional, but also help can be just calling a friend and saying, can we go for a walk, or can we watch a movie together, or, you know, saying to your spouse, you know what, I just need to sit and talk about this. And it's just, it's like getting support as opposed to help. Some people are like, I don't want to ask for help, but you can, it's okay. It's okay. And a lot of times it's necessary to, to be open to
that resistance. That resistance is not always healthy yet. Some people may just, I don't know, may just interpret it as resilience, but I believe it's not resilience. It's more resistance, you know, when we, when we are reluctant to ask for help. So I actually, I've heard one term in, you know, when we discuss intuitive eating. Tell us a little bit about it. I'm interested.
Well, I'm not an expert, but I do have a podcast that I interviewed a gal who is really in, she, that's her expertise. But intuitive eating, again, isn't just about the food, but it is kind of that mind, you said like mindful eating. Mm-hmm. It is kind of that mindfulness around eating, yeah, and slowing down, using all of your senses, you mm-hmm. know, how does it smell and how does it feel and how am I feeling during this? Yes. And like I said, I am not an expert on this at all, but yeah. It really is, again, really being in tune to just how you're feeling and what's showing up for you as you eat. And even with the things that you're choosing, the way, how fast you're eating, slow, you know, all those, it's not just, again, I remember when we did the podcast, there's, I don't know if there's five or six kind of things that go into intuitive eating. And it's like, one of them's the food, the rest are other things. So, I can't tell you more, much more than that, because that's not my expertise, but it was yes. really, it was fascinating. I called her because I wanted to learn about it. And that's half the reason why I do the podcast and talk with others, because it's really helping me learn more about those that have helped those in the eating disorder world, and also really those that have recovered. And there's some beautiful stories of hope.
Absolutely, yeah.
Recovery.
Maybe you can connect me to that amazing person too, and we can mm-hmm. hear about it. Yeah. So I actually just remembered my own experience that for no particular reason, some years ago, and it wasn't actually something, you know, referencing to, I don't know, an article or a podcast or, you know, any resources. It was 100% intuitive. That at some stages I just found myself that I like to just feel what I eat. And because we know body, we know human body, as you know, as nurses, as health professionals. So I just very intuitively started to feel when I eat this piece of food, whatever it is, where is it going through? So I just felt that, okay, so now it's in my mouth, then in my throat, then in my esophagus, then in my passing through to my stomach, I felt it, and it was so amazing. And I actually, it was kind of my practice for a while. And to be honest, during those, you know, moments, I really enjoyed my eating. And also I was really mindful about what to eat, what, you know, I was so aligned with my body. And yeah, so I just remembered that. And I think, oh my God, I haven't done this practice for a while. I have to go back to that. So
yeah, yeah, and even just looking at, I mean, I think that's really cool how you, you know, could feel it coming, go through your body. Even just looking at the colors, yeah, you know, the colors of your food and the textures of them, and mm-hmm. Slowing, and how do they smell? Again, trying to use all of your senses while you're eating, and just even like, being again in tune to how am I feeling when I'm eating this particular thing or drinking this particular thing.
Yeah, and eating is, I think, is part of, it's a big part of our joy, isn't it? Mm-hmm. It's just, it's beyond, it's more than providing a healthy body, I guess. Mm-hmm. It's also contributing to the sense of joy, which is, I think, you know, a very natural essence of human joy. Yeah.
Right. And in regards to eating disorders, I've said this many times to my daughter when you are struggling with an eating disorder, you're on these, you know, meal plans, and it's just, you have to eat, and it just becomes this kind of routine type of thing. And again, there's struggles with them. They struggle when they're around food or have to eat and things like that. And so she, many times it's like, oh, well, my friend called and she wants to go out for lunch, or she wants to go for ice cream. And why do we always have to do? And I say to her, it's not about that sitting down, and it's not about the meal. It's really about what happens. Yes. When you get together, when you gather together, like you say, and you can bring your friends together and you can serve them a meal, and what joy that brings
joy,
you.
Yeah.
I mean, and to those that you are serving, I mean, it's about coming around the table.
Yes.
And what the, what happens as a result of that food.
Absolutely. Exactly. That sense of joy. Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah. So, okay. So I actually have heard another word, you know, in your speech, the word sleep. That's a big topic. It's possibly a topic for another podcast. But, you know, how can just in one sentence, how can, you know, how can you relate eating disorders to sleep, you know, to the quality of sleep? Did it affect your sleep or, you know, just very briefly?
And well, I think, again, with, you know, I know that it, again, if I wasn't feeling well, my stomach hurt, you know, or I was hungry or, you know, feeling full or things like that, it does, it's not comfortable. And it's sometimes hard to go to sleep and it's hard to stay asleep. And I think you probably can, you know, understand this as a nurse too. It's like when we're, when our body's hungry,
yeah,
it doesn't sleep through the night. Right.
Yeah,
and,
right.
I've seen it even just with some struggles with my husband, with his, you know, sleep pattern. And many times, again, the mind is going so much mm-hmm. with the eating disorders when there's all these struggles, you know, negative thoughts in the head, it's hard for them to settle down and mm-hmm. get to sleep. You know, yeah. I remember a little bit in college, and I certainly have seen that with my daughter and also the others that I've talked with too. It's just, and the body needs that time, right? To sleep, yeah. to rest and repair.
Exactly.
And it's really difficult when yeah. you're having those struggles.
Yeah, and when you are sleep deprived, the actual problem is going to be more complicated. Yeah, mm-hmm. so it's a complex mm-hmm. circle going on and on and on. yeah.
The sleep deprivation, the malnutrition. I mean, if I've learned anything in eating disorders, when our bodies are malnourished, our brain is malnourished, and cognitively we can't think and function as a normal human being, if you will. And I mean, that's for all of us if we get real hungry, you know, but when it's then complicated, when it's just manifested more and more, again, with an eating disorder diagnosis, just that malnutrition just impacts so many things, the sleep, the brain, the cognitive, you know.
That's a whole package.
Yeah, and as much as eating disorders aren't about the food, you know, food ends up being the medicine for an anorexic, because that's what is really going to get them back to health, is to get that nutrition so that their brain can heal, so their body can heal.
Yes, yes. Oh my God, I know that we have so many things to talk about, but at this stage, just tell us where people can find you.
So, you can find me. I mean, my podcast is on iTunes and Spotify and Podbean, and it's called Juggling the Chaos of Recovery. And again, I'll share all those that information with you, so you can put that in the notes. I do have a website called Gorski Wellness, mm-hmm. And so you can find me there. Gorski is just Gorski. And wellness.com. So that's a good place to find me. I'm certainly on the social media platforms. I'm on Facebook, and you can find, you know, me as Moira Gorski, but I also have Gorski Wellness. I have a Juggling the Chaos Recovery podcast tribe, like a little, you know, private page where we just share some inspiration and things like that. You can find me on LinkedIn, Instagram as well. So if people like to find me on social media, I'm there as well, and would love to connect with people there.
Amazing.
Too.
Yes, amazing. I'm sure that people love to connect to you as well. So the final question, what is one piece of guidance or your favorite inspiration that you can share with people?
You know, well, there's a couple of them, but the thing that really stands out, a couple of them are, you know, to really never lose hope. You know, mm-hmm. even if there's a struggle of something like an eating disorder or addiction, and you're struggling with it, or your health is not good, just never really give up hope. I think there's always hope. And really importantly is to take care of yourself.
Yes.
I know as a mom of four kids and a businesswoman and busy, and you're a professional. I mean, we give to so many others, and we really need to start by giving to ourselves mm-hmm. and to really take care of ourselves first. And in order, because I'm sure we've all heard that we got to fill the cup up before, you know, but it's really, you can't fill anybody else's cup if yours is empty. So that's really a message for everybody, is to just make sure you're taking care of yourself and giving yourself that time and the love that you need, because that's all you got, you know, is yourself. And then you can help others if you have taken care of yourself.
Yeah. Thank you. I love it. Love that message. Yes. Be giving to yourself. That's the first mm-hmm. thing. Yeah. Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining me. That was just so amazing and uplifting. I just feel the energy. It was so uplifting, you know, chat and discussion. And I'm sure that I will have you again on the show. And thank you so much again. So have a good one and be well.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for doing this. It was a thrill for me too, and really would love to come back and talk. We've got lots to talk about, I'm sure.
Yes, we have. Yeah, we have absolutely lots to talk. Okay, so bye for now.
Bye bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed, and I'm very looking forward to hear from you for any inputs, suggestions, and also your subscriptions. Thank you.